Discovering our unique vocation and mission is part of every person's journey, and One Ministry helps young Catholic women do just that. I am so excited to be speaking today with Cynthia Penzick of the Given Institute. She is the director of their mentoring program and alumna. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for having me with you.
Well, I'm excited to share with our listeners about the Given Institute. I've been following your ministry for many years now and just really excited about the work that you do. So why don't you start us off by sharing what the Given Institute is?
Yes, well, thank you. Well, the Given Institute, we are a not-for-profit organization dedicated to activating the gifts of young adult women ages 21 to 35 for the church and for the world. We are really dedicating and helping our young women truly discover what their gifts are and then inviting them into this beautiful journey with the Lord and asking Him and allowing Him to really place in their hearts where they can share their gifts. And some of the ways that we do that at the Given Institute is through leadership training, faith formation. And one of my favorite parts, which is what I get to do in my role, is our Art of Accompaniment mentoring program, which is our year. So all of that, it's encompassed in the leadership program that we host that also includes the leadership forum next summer. We've existed since 2016, and now we're celebrating 10 years. Wow. So it's our milestone year. Interesting enough, I just celebrated my 10-year anniversary.
Oh,
so that's 10-year wedding anniversary. So
congrats. That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's a very important year since it's 10 years since that first forum where we invited 300 women who were just out there using their gifts in the world.
So yes, why don't you talk a little bit more about this leadership program? What does that entail? What does that program look like?
We invite women who are just seeking support to better understand and pursue their particular mission and vocation in the world. And through our leadership program, young adult women apply, and then they're invited into this cohort with other women. And we've had women from all over the United States and also internationally.
Wow.
Just last year, we had women from Singapore, from the UK, from Canada, from Peru, from Colombia. So it just shows that what we offer really resonates into the hearts of young women who are really seeking how they can best serve the church and the world. But, you know, of course, just understanding their unique gifts and put them at the service of others. So through this leadership program, we equip them with the tools and the resources that they need to better discover their gifts. And then throughout the year prior to our forum, which I'll let you know a little bit more about that in a minute, they're meeting with each other, getting to know all of the other women in the network, meeting their mentors. So we really invest in their formation prior to like fully unpack and understand a little bit more, you know, what this journey is going to look like. And then as part of the leadership program, they're able to attend our leadership forum, which takes place next summer at Catholic University of America, which is a 5-day just, we call it, or some of the women have called it, half retreat, half conference, half pilgrimage, because we're at CUA in the beautiful grounds also of the Immaculate Conception, the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception. So many women have not even been there, so they even consider this a pilgrimage. So it's just a beautiful day where we really invest in, you know, in who they are as daughters of God, but also that the gifts that they've been given are not meant to be kept to themselves, but also to be shared with others.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so after this conference, what happens in the program after the conference is wrapped up?
So I participated as a mentor myself in 2019, and now I have the blessing of getting to connect the young women that are part of our program with mentors who are over the age of 36, and who journey with them for about a year after the forum. And these are women, these mentors are women from all states in life. I love that we also have religious sisters from a variety of communities, states in life, professions, from stay-at-home moms to doctors, nurses, corporate lawyers, and, you know, to ministers in both diocesan schools, campus ministry, and parishes. So we absolutely have the gamut of like the feminine genius all over everyone. It's pretty much, you know, just covered there. So it's just such a gift to be able to also work with our mentors and equipping them with the tools that they need so that they can fruitfully journey with their young adult.
I am speaking today with Cynthia Penzick. She is the director of the mentoring program and alumna for the Given Institute. Cynthia is telling us about their incredible leadership program for young women. Now, Cynthia, you're marking 10 years of the Given Institute. Since the program launched and in the different kind of facets you've been involved, what are some of the fruits that you've seen come out of this ministry?
Thank you. As part of the process, young adults have to also implement what we call an action plan. So our three pillars at the Given Institute is receive the gift that you are, realize the gifts that you've been given, and respond with the gift that only you can give. And through our programming, everything that we do, it's covering one of those pillars. You know, first you receive the gift of who you are as a daughter of our Lord, then the gifts that he has endowed in you. And then, as I mentioned earlier, they're not meant to be kept to yourself, but really shared with others. You know, we're communal people, right? So as part of their journey, they're invited to think about the ways that the Lord is inviting them to use their unique gifts. So we invite them to think about, is there a community? Is there a cause? Is there just something that the Lord has placed in your heart that you just have been partly putting to the side? And we ask, if you had the support that you needed, what would you do? So we've had women develop action plans from, again, a variety and array of different causes and ideas. One of my recent cohort in 2024, Aurora from Philadelphia, she created the Blessed Emelina Ministry for single women. So she was finding that she wasn't discerning religious life. She's still this potentially discerning marriage, but there's this like space for single women that I would say that they either feel isolated or alone, or that, you know, some of the themes maybe in young adult groups at parishes were different. They were either the married ones or the, you know, so basically it was to provide a space for other women like her just to journey with each other. So her action plan was to develop a retreat. And after this retreat, she has now a social media following where she was just interviewed by her diocesan paper not too long ago. And, you know, she mentioned that women from all over the world have been contacting her, telling her, like, this has impacted me so much. Like, this is so needed. Thank you. You know, like, I feel less alone. I actually feel heard. Mm. I feel seen in my state in life and where I am right now. One of like our stellar alumna from our original forum 2016, Sam Kelly, she developed what's now called Fierce Athlete. She's a Division I athlete. Mm. And she was finding that as an athlete herself, other women were struggling with body dysmorphia and really understanding as a female athlete, the beauty of our bodies. So she decided to create a program, went through Theology of the Body Institute, and really looking through the lens of theology of the body and forming these female athletes in the understanding and the acceptance and the beauty of their bodies. And now it's been existing for over 10 years.
Wow.
It's her own, you know, she's the executive director and founder of, you know, of this organization. And now they go around the world and offering retreats at different high schools and so on. And a beautiful story about that is that the mentor, which was a religious sister, Carmelite of Los Angeles, now 10 years later, invited her to do a retreat at her high school in Florida.
Wow.
So it's just like this full circle moment, you know, like Sam had entered the forum in 2016, not really knowing what was Lord calling her, and sister said, well, why don't you sit with him in the chapel? And then as she sat in the chapel, this idea came up of like Fierce Athlete, and she spoke about it with sister, and here we are. So yeah, so it's amazing, you know, what you do. I heard one sister say in one of our previous sessions, you know, when you co-create with the Holy Spirit. So we're, you know, inviting our women to co-create with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, everything is already in us, but now it's allowing the Holy Spirit to really just form us and invite us, and, you know, and that we can be bold. We invite them to be bold and really in that pursuit. And then our mentors, well, they're not there to do it with them, but they're there to be their support system. And if they have like a skill or something that can be beneficial for the execution of this action plan, then the mentors are also available for them. So Many fruits. Those are just two of the hundreds of examples that I can provide.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I'm so happy to hear even just a couple of those stories. And these 10 years of the Given Institute have been so amazing. And I'm sure there's many more years to come. So, Cynthia, if people listening are inspired by hearing these stories of helping young Catholic women in this leadership development, what are ways that our listeners can participate in this or support your mission?
If you are between the ages of 21 to 35, applications are still open through December 31st. So we encourage you to go to our website, which is giveninstitute.com. And you can read more about our program there. You can also read alumna stories and what they've developed. So you get a sense of other action plans, as well as a sense of other women who have gone through our program. And if you are a mentor over the age of 36, all experience, you know, are accepted, you know, as long as you are a faithful Catholic woman really seeking to serve this, what we call this emerging generation. We mentioned this to our mentors, it's really using your lived experience to accompany this young woman. So it's not meant to be some corporate partnership where you think that you have to tell this young person what to do, but no, it's really, that's what we call it, the art of accompaniment. You are really journeying with this young woman from your own lived experience. So if you are over the age of the 36, applications are also open. And we invite you to consider being a mentor if any of these stories have tugged at your heart. We also have an amazing Instagram page on Facebook, also at Given Institute. And if you want to get a sense of what happens on our forum and some of our past speakers, we have all of our videos from previous forums are on our YouTube channel. So you get a sense of some of the themes and topics, speakers, and how they really unpack the essence of what Given is. So we invite you also to just go on our YouTube.
Well, we certainly encourage our listeners to share this also with any young woman that they might know who might be interested, or any, like you said, a woman of any age who might want to be a mentor. So, Cynthia, we pray for the success of your ministry and congratulations on the 10 years, both for your ministry and your marriage. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for having me on Mater Dei Radio. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.